Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Is this song for us or somebody else?
I think this is probably for us, Joe.
Yeah, 215-592.
Get Broads the hell out of that studio.
94. Broads back at 2 today. Solo today.
Cost me one of my hosts.
Kyle's watching the show fall apart at the seams.
Me and Broads can't hang out together. That's a problem.
Bad influences? All right. Well, speaking of bad boys, and now we're just having fun with that. But there is a story out there, Hugh, that is gaining some traction. We would have felt remiss if we didn't mention it. Now, we can all have our opinions on the severity of this, or like really what who's at fault for what the heck happened here. So, Hugh, there is a story this morning, Philadelphia Inquirer.
Mm-hmm.
And the story, and it does have some video evidence to it. So it's not just like an allegation. You can, if you go to the story, Philadelphia Inquirer, you will see the personalized video. So, a sportsbook, in this case, it was FanDuel Sportsbook. They sent a lot of times with sportsbooks, they will have VIP treatment towards their biggest customers, right? And now, mm-hmm. unfortunately, for this situation, a lot of times their biggest customers turn out to be the ones that get in the most trouble with gambling, right? If you're gambling that much, eventually you start losing.
They call those whales, the big whales.
Right. So there is a former customer, a VIP gambler to FanDuel, that at some point lost $1.5 million over the course of their betting history. But during their betting history, when they were getting all these perks from FanDuel, including in the story, they got Super Bowl tickets, they got all this stuff, right? Because they're one of the top customers. They also were sent a personalized video from Bryce Harper. And it's interesting because it doesn't explain if Bryce Harper really articulated if Bryce Harper knew
what he was sending a video for.
Exactly. Now, he did mention the person like that was working with the VIP, right? So there's probably someone from FanDuel that was kind of setting up this VIP with all these perks. That person seemed to reach out to Bryce and say, hey, could you record a video and say, happy Thanksgiving, blah, 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 to this guy, wish his family happy Thanksgiving, and thank him for rooting for the Phillies. So that's kind of the gist of it. But here, this is a slippery slope because I don't believe Bryce Harper endorses FanDuel specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think many baseball players do these things specifically. I know the league, right? The league has sponsors when it comes to different sports books. But it feels like this one is a slippery slope. In the story, the Phillies and baseball and Harper were asked to comment. They did not. I don't know where it goes. I don't know if this is a punishable offense or it's just one like, hey, maybe we don't do that ever again or do that anymore. But it's a story that is gaining some traction here, and it was written today in the Philadelphia Inquirer. What do you think?
On the surface, I don't know the rules are. I don't think in his religion that gambling is a part of it. I don't know. I don't know. Just let me say that. I don't know.
Well, that adds a layer to it.
There is a layer. I don't know, but I think it's a bad look when you think about what was the kickback for Bryce doing this. Now, granted, to your point, when you see the video, he could easily say, hey, I did it for a friend, and I don't know what he did with it. You know what I mean? I did it. Somebody asked me to record something. He can say that, but still, you know, it's implied that you kind of knew. You know what I mean? And you know, a lot of times, especially in this society nowadays, you're guilty by association. And not only that, the one thing that came to mind when I thought about it, and this might not be fair, but this was my first thought: pandering to somebody else to get, like, I don't know, get whatever. You know what I mean? But that was one of the first thoughts that I had. But like you said, like I'm saying, you don't know. You don't know. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. But it does look kind of fishy.
All right, a couple parts of the article. Quote, there is no evidence that Harper has an official partnership with FanDuel or was aware that Thompson had an addiction. Right. So you don't know that. You just see the video of him saying, like, hey, you know, all that. But this one is interesting. The Inquirer could find no other examples of an active athlete recording a personal message to a sportsbook VIP customer who, by definition, had to regularly bet large sums of money. So that feels like if he's not being paid for this, why would he do it? And then if he's being paid for it, is that even allowed?
Yeah, it's more, okay, why'd you do it?
Right.
You know, and I'm pretty sure that he'll probably be asked about it in the best thing for him to do is just like, hey, man, I don't want to talk about it. Or if he says that, or just say something to the effect that, hey, I recorded for a friend, I don't know what he did with it, and make it go away. But it just opens you up for kind of all kinds of speculation, recklessly,
at this point. I do wonder if active players are, by definition, allowed to do it. I don't know, right? Because the league has their things with certain sports books, and this might be or not be one of them. I don't know. It feels like a developing story. I mean, ultimately, Hugh, I'm sure he had no idea the person was someone eventually that had a gambling addiction, right? That's that slippery slope.
Yeah, that does sound like a lot. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I mean, if we're being real with all the gambling stuff in sports,
it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, right. Because we all know this. Like with any sort of vice, right? If you advertise it, and it's all legal, it's nothing illegal about it. But there will be people that fall on the wrong side of it, right? That whether it be alcohol, whether it be gambling, right? That's part of it. And all these sports now, Hugh, endorse it all. I mean, they're all part of it.
Yeah, everybody's kind of inundated with the gambling thing right now. And like you said, he hasn't done anything wrong, but it just looks odd. It's just like you can ask the questions, okay, what was your kickback or whatever?
Yeah, all right, so we'll keep an eye on the story, but we wanted to address it because it does seem like it's becoming a story. And at some point, the Phillies might have to address it. We shall see. Roberto in Philly is up. Hey, Roberto.
Hey, Chef Joe, what's up?
Hey, Roberto, what's
before
up?
Before I get to what I wanted to, I want to touch on the Bryce Harper thing quick because you just brought that up.
Yeah, sure.
I think it's tricky. I don't know if you guys know, but there's a lot of stories coming out about gambling schemes going on with players in college and shaving points, and it's just with the Brendan Sorsby story. Mm-hmm. I think an active player making a video like that for somebody that bets a lot of money with FanDuel is not a good look. I agree with you, Joe. I don't really think that Bryce knew what he was really making the video for or who, but nonetheless, it's just not really a good look. So I would just like if Bryce never did that again. Like, it's really not a good look.
I agree. But, yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. It's not a good look. And then, Roberto, you throw in that this person eventually lost a lot of money, and it becomes almost like that's not great. Like, I'm sure when someone reached out to Bryce and said, hey, can you record this for one of our VIPs? I'm sure he wasn't thinking, oh, this person's in the hole $2 million. I'm making this worse. He probably did something, 20 second video.
I agree. And then what I wanted to call about was, I personally do think that a lot of Eagles fans overrate players and they see them for their ceiling, but they don't really want to acknowledge their floor. With Carter, he makes just as many kind of bonehead questionable plays as he does amazing plays. Now, he's, as far as D tackles go, he's 86th ranked in defended passes last year behind Derrick Brown. And then Jordan Davis is right behind him. So they're the second and third ranked D tackles for passes defended. But when it comes to Carter, I think you got to be open to listening to trades for guys, because a team might be willing to offer you a package that's prettier than you thought you would get. Like maybe we could have got Garrett. I wouldn't mind swapping Garrett for Carter. And also, you got a lot of other guys to pay. Like I'm worried about DeJean and Quinyon. Like, sometimes you got to take a casualty on a player you kind of wanted to keep because you have a lot of other young guys that you got to pay. So, if we got to sacrifice Carter to keep the rest of the defense intact with Quinyon and Coop and maybe Woolen sometimes it's just a casualty of war sometimes. You know what I mean?
Well, especially, and Roberto, it's a salary cap league. So yeah, I mean, this happens all the time. Roberto, a good phone call. I mean, Hugh, the other thing I think about with eventually down the line with Carter, right? Like in a perfect world, they keep him. But if they do get to the point, we've talked about this, I got to pay everybody else. Someone's making us a huge offer for Jalen Carter.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be really good at drafting that position. Like on the list we talked about today, three
Grave
of the
Digger.
Top 10.
Yeah, they got your boy.
Milton. So three of the top 10 defensive tackles in the whole NFL drafted and developed by the Eagles, right? And, I don't know where Uwar Bernard's career is going to go, but we talked about that kid they took from where was he from? Was it Nigeria?
Yeah, he's from the supplemental NFL, international
yes,
NFL,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, he's like kind of what they did
big
with
ass dude.
Kind of what they did with Mailata, right?
Yeah.
To make a player that really wasn't a player, but you have that physical skill set. Like, what if a year from now, Jordan Davis keeps playing well, and Moro Jomo, I didn't even mention. They developed him from a seventh-round pick. Looks like a guy that's worth $20 million a year. And Uwar Bernard starts to flash in practice to them. They're like, oh, he could play. Like, sometimes teams are really good at developing a certain position. Hugh, maybe Clint Hurt is a part of that. If they're good at that, that's got to factor in, right? Do we pay this guy $35 million a year when we know we're good at drafting and developing defensive tackles?
Well, yeah, because you have a pipeline and you have a good system in identifying that position. So there's a thought, but then you have the guys that, are transitional. And I know Roberto came with a whole lot of stats and everything, but he was ranked among GMs
three.
In the NFL.
Three. Yeah.
Three. After a year, having a year where you can make an argument that Jalen Carter outplayed him.
Oh, Davis outplayed Carter.
Yeah, that's it. What I say? Jordan Davis, yes. Jordan Davis outplayed Carter. And he was still ranked three. So I know that, you talk about sometimes potential don't mean a whole lot. It means everything in the NFL. That's normally how you get paid. You get paid on your projected potential. Guess what? Even though he wasn't a great quarterback, who was it? I forgot his name, but he was the one that set the quarterback market. Kirk Cousins. He's the one that set the quarterback market and made it what it is.
Right.
And he wasn't even that good. But they paid him. Minnesota paid him because they needed a quarterback, and he was the best available. That's why he never signed the tender when he was with the Commodores at the time. He waited 2 years because they didn't want to pay him, and he got paid those 2 years, and then he was the first one to start getting guaranteed money. He ain't won nothing.
Is Kirk Cousins the Tobias Harris of the NFL?
Yes, he is. Think about that for a minute. And you're talking about, we all talk about potential and we want to throw stats out. He got paid. He got franchise tagged twice and got paid for potential, and he still ain't reached his potential, but he got paid, and he got paid again. So he is the Tobias Harris of the NFL.
It's like the business person all-stars. Like, they're great they're better at the business side of it than the actual game side of it.
Yeah.
Good players, but way overpaid for way too long. Let's talk to Cassidy, who's up on WIP. Cassidy?
Hi there. Great.
Hello.
What's up?
Hi. I wanted to talk about Anthony Davis getting traded to get LeBron and for Embiid.
What do you think?
So I'm handing it off. I'm sorry. My 10-year-old has been on hold for an hour, so I'm handing it off to him. His name is Charlie. He's the one with the opinions on it. Here he is.
Oh, wow. That's what I'm talking about, Charlie.
I don't think we can take that call.
All right, Cassidy.
Okay, we're going to leave it alone.
All right, you know what, Cassidy? We'll get Charlie's thoughts off the air. Kyle, we'll get Charlie's thoughts, and we'll tell him what he said.
Yeah, I don't think I'm supposed to do that.
Okay. We were taking a little bit of...
That was a little whoopsie-daisy by Cassidy. That was cool.
One day, you got to tell Kyle if we're going to do that, right? You can't just...
I can't just be putting 10-year-olds on the air.
You got to vet them. You got to make sure they know what they're talking about.
Oh, he's a youngin.
Yeah, 10 years old.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, I you know, my mind went all over the place. I was trying to figure it out, but 10 years.
Maybe in a few years, if you want to share your thoughts on the air, it'd be great. We'd love to have them.
Let's grab Bill and Hershey, who is over the age of 10. Bill?
Hello.
Hey, Bill.
What's up, Bill?
Bill, how old are you?
Hey, I'm 62.
That works. Okay.
I thought Charlie was...
Well, I just wanted to talk about some of the Phillies.
Yeah.
I don't think Dombrowski can make the decision yet on Mattingly, even though he should, because I think his job's in jeopardy if he screws up this trade deadline again.
You know what? That's an interesting thought. I mean, yeah, you could be right that they just want to wait till after the season. Middleton says, let's just play this out because I don't even know if you're going to be here, Dave. You better handle this trade deadline, right? I actually hope you're right on that because this is a huge Dombrowski has to nail this trade deadline. Otherwise, he should be out of here.
Yeah, because he hasn't done anything in like 2 or 3 years. The other thing I agreed with you earlier is I think that Banks should be on a train out of here, and he can take Alvarado with him because they're horrible.
Oh, it's bad. You can't have multiple guys in the bullpen with ERAs over 7. I mean, one is bad enough. But Bill, forget train. I just want to leave him in Cincinnati. They're going to play there tonight.
We can
do that too.
Yeah.
And just one other point is, I know we're looking for another right-handed bat, but while we're waiting, why don't we give Hill a shot to see what he can do for a couple games? He has a couple weeks to prove himself. Maybe they wouldn't need that as bad as pitching.
Yeah, you know what? They might. And Bill, good phone call. I actually think Rincones has had some better swings the last week or so. So they're kind of doing the Hill-Rincones platoon in right field.
Mm-hmm.
I like Derek Hill a lot. He's a really good defensive player.
He was a spark a couple weeks ago.
Yes. No, I mean, I think we all have to realize, like, he's not going to just crush it for the whole season offensive. That's not the player he is.
No, pick his spots.
But I think they... You know what Hill kind of reminds me of? Remember when they traded for Edmundo and they landed, like, a bench piece for years?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if Derek Hill sticks around for a while as a fourth outfielder. I really think they found something in him. That was a good trade by Dombrowski. All right, let's check in with you people. See what they're doing.
So another new development, you people chat.
Yeah.
Seeing you can send like live graphics and stuff, or they look like emojis, whatever.
Okay.
Hugh at one point got an unk alert, and somebody just dropped, and it was like an alarm that said unk alert.
Unk alert.
Do you like being an unk?
I mean, I am unk.
Yeah, he was an
unk. I'm unk. Mm-hmm. I'm unking. It's called unking them. I'm unking them.
What is,
I'm it's unking them, but we say unking them.
Who's them? Us?
Yeah, well, no, unking. It's just like unking, like older unks, like a bunch of unks.
And we're
like,
them.
Ike's unk.
And we're them.
No, you're not kidding. An unk, though. You're like a,
yeah, we're them.
Oh, like your crew is your unking?
Well,
them?
Yeah, with like unking them, like, you know, a bunch of unks, like unking them.
Oh, the group of unks.
Yeah, a bunch of unks. Yeah.
Okay. Joe will be calling for Mattingly's firing in a month anyway. That's a lock.
Well, it's not even a fire. Hold on. Even if I went there, it's not a firing, guys. I mean, that's like, true. He's the interim.
He's the interim, so it's like they're just moving on.
Yeah, he doesn't have a contract. He hasn't firing. No.
What are you talking about?
Can't fire someone who doesn't have a job. It's like the Seinfeld episode where Kramer didn't work there. That's what makes this so difficult.
Did you see Bobby Dickerson? Now that passion, you could replace Don Mattingly.
Is he our next manager?
Just helping you out.
Yeah.
Whenever you have the idea to fire Mattingly.
Let's write that one down.
Yep. Nepotism is how Giglio got his job.
How? Can someone explain that?
I think once again they're mixing you up.
Oh, no, your white hosts?
Yes.
Okay. No, your skinny white hosts?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that is. I have zero radio in my family.
No.
That's just me.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Not yet, you don't. Giglio is skyrocketing up my official WIP dope power rankings.
That I wear with a badge on there. I need to see those. So how do you think those rankings go now?
Somebody should publicize the WIP dope power rankings every week.
It could almost be a counter to the Eagles Insider of the Year.
Yeah.
I mean, how would you?
I would embrace that.
What do we think? Dope power rankings currently. So I'll be on it. The camera is obviously a dope.
If their Broads is showing today,
Broads,
he might be king.
Spike.
Dope. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, we'd all get it. Yeah.
Who's our fifth dope right now? Douglas?
Yeah, probably. I'll take that.
Mm-hmm. Or we didn't mention Elliot though. Elliot would be
the
grandfathered.
The problem is if we left that.
What did his haircut look like? Did he cut the bangs?
Oh, he didn't post his haircut, did he?
Well, that's a bad sign for the haircut. Mm-hmm. If we left it up to the Twitter audience or internet audience, I think they might put Elliot as the number one dope every week. He might just have the reserve.
Elliot
spot.
has some strong opinions, some super strong.
I think you're going to say Elliot is a strong dope.
It's kind of like when Belichick was coaching, it's like, who's the best coach in the NFL besides Bill Belichick?
Right, it's Elliot.
Who's the biggest dope at WIP besides Elliot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would love to be awarded that.
Mm-hmm. We put up a poll about Jalen Carter. Do we overrate him as Eagles fans?
Mm-hmm.
The only people who disrespect Jalen Carter is WIP.
You know, the Eagles haven't paid him.
They have not paid him.
Okay. Just making sure wrong.
It's amazing how we're the end all to everything that is wrong with sports talk radio. That is crazy.
Mm. Well, we're not the ones who have not paid Jalen Carter.
Nope.
So.
I mean, we're just talk about what we see.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you know? Howie's disrespecting Jalen Carter. You could take it up with him, mm-hmm. but that's two times.
Take it up with Howie.
Two time that dude of the year.
Two times.
Just saying. Kiss the rings. We have you people sources. They're back.
Oh, are they seeing LeBron somewhere? They got LeBron news for us?
Someone claims, new people,
okay,
that LeBron's daughter is enrolling in a school in Bryn Mawr.
I buy by it.
Bryn Mawr? That's a nice area. Boy, Bryn Mawr is nice.
That feels like a LeBron area.
That's you people sources right there. Just saying. So we were first on it.
8 years ago, Hugh, when we did this, I was on at night. We had a show one night, like, tell us where you've seen LeBron. And someone said, my favorite one was they saw him at the Malvern Wawa, that he was just in there getting coffee. I'm telling you, we had the discussion earlier about...
No, somebody gets his coffee from Wawa.
I can't imagine LeBron does anything like us.
Yeah.
He can't, like if he came here, he can't just go to Wawa and get a hoagie. What do you mean, why not? Everyone in there would say, oh my God, it's LeBron James.
Yes.
He on a different level. He on a different plane.
Well, I think the biggest issue, and this is for an NBA player problem, they're too tall.
Yeah, because they stand out.
Yeah, like a
football. And you would automatically think, even if you didn't know LeBron, if you saw somebody tall walk in, you would
if a football player, an Eagle walked in, you might, like, I think that's that person, right? But they're just big human, not 6'8 or 6'9.
Yeah. Well, like LeBron, I mean, just, he's LeBron James.
Yes.
Not just a 6'8 guy.
Yes.
Well, but any 6'9 person, right. Stare.
Yes.
But 6'9, you're like, that's got to be LeBron.
Also, like, is LeBron not one of the most recognizable people in the world right now?
Or,
like,
of course he is.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. Speaking of, by the way, not a you peopler, but a caller, Buddy in Akron, have not heard from him for a while.
Well, Buddy told us that his school is out.
Yes.
He wasn't going to be able to talk as much.
Well, he just dropped off ice cream and beer in a cooler. It's right there. So
Buddy's the best.
Buddy is the best.
Ice cream and beer.
Yep. It's
a
July.
Hell of a combination.
I mean, that's, you're damn right it is.
Thank you. I mean, just going to say thank you, Buddy.
Yeah, thank you, Buddy.
I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm just like,
ice shout
cream
out to Buddy.
And beer.
Yep. Yeah.
Two different, yeah.
Kyle really thinks he can shield himself by wearing the You People shirts.
You did think that when you were sitting
here. I thought that when
here.
I said, yeah. Well, I gave up that fight. I'm just wearing it because I have shirts.
Shield you from what?
You people's attacks.
Their wrath.
Yes, their wrath. There's plenty of it. Hello, 911. They're doing Hughes Clues again.
That would be an amazing 911 dispatch call if we get our hands on it. Like,
they're doing them damn clues again.
And then you would think the dispatcher's upset, but the guy's like, you know what? That game frustrates me too. It's okay, you called.
I hate that guy. He's an idiot.
So it was nice having Broads in the studio with us for the first time and probably the last time, I would guess.
He acted up a little bit.
No, he did, but we did get this from Hugh.
Eating edamame because of the way you're describing it.
No, I'm not sucking on nothing. Yeah, I got a few texts about that.
Yeah, that was.
We'll be able to use that again.
Got a few texts about that one. No, it's not. Crazy. It's not. Not my skill set.
Yep. One last thing, piece of audio here, in case you ever needed to get a glimpse into Hugh as a football player, what he was like in his work ethic. Well, listen to this.
I wonder what that's like to watch film.
Some are saying it was a mean edit by me.
Somewhere Jack Del Rio's like, yep.
No, I used to watch film.
That's what I said.
I was forced to watch film.
Does she do anything for us?
I guess that kind of plays into what you're playing. But I used to have to sit by Tommy every day in the meeting. Hey, Douglas, you're going to sit your ass right here by me and watch this film. And we did. We watched film all the time together, man. I had to sit right by Tommy.
I couldn't resist.
No, I mean, that's fine. I wonder what that's like to watch film. Yeah.
It did make it sound like someone that's never, ever done it before.
Well, so, and now, the way I caught it, you immediately followed up as, like, with Jalen Carter or, like, of Jalen Carter.
Yeah, yeah.
You were talking about.
No,
like,
but, I mean, that's a good edit, though, because there would be some that argue that I would learn by osmosis. I'd just go out there and just be like, hey, just let me be. I wonder what that's like to watch film.
Let the game come
it's
to
a tough
me.
Edit.
I wonder what it's like.
One of my favorite Hugh edits since the Huh.
Yeah.
Which really wasn't edited, just context is not there.
No, well, you know, because, we can't give you the context.
No, the context stays here. It's just us, but it just sounded so bad.
I wonder what that's like to watch film.
It did sound bad, but that's a good cut, though. I can't be mad at that one. That's a good one. That's
all right, that is enough for us today. Broads, solo Broads, and we will be grading him on his performance, especially his open. Be listening. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow, right here on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.